Hey guys, just a quick word. YouTube has demonetized us once again, so if you want to support No Jumper and what we do over here on this YouTube channel, there are three easy ways. First off, the free options. That would be liking, commenting, subscribing, or just telling a friend. Or you could head on over to nojumper.com and buy a shirt like the one I'm wearing right now, or one of the products featured right here. The third way, and one of the best ways to support this channel, is to actually hit up one of our live streams and have us play your music. We charge $100 per song, but it gives you a really good way to get feedback on your content. Plus, it really helps keep us making content since we can rely on those donations. The podcasts don't always make so much money, but those help a lot. So appreciate everybody for supporting. Let's get right into this content. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today, I'm in here with somebody that I've been fascinated with for many years, Bandman Kevo. How you doing, G?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Nice to have you in here, man. I remember the first time I ever heard about you was just academics doing videos about you getting caught up back in the day, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. I really don't like academics.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah, I don't like academics because I feel like the war on Chirac, he basically got the clout from our city and he doesn't really do too much for our city no more. Like, kind of, it's like, it's almost like he basically, every time he comes, it's always something negative on a rapper in our city. You feel me? Without like showing love back, really. So
I mean, the interesting thing with academics is that now he does mostly like just big name rappers.
Yeah,
but back then when he got started, he was like that dude just really covering all this like street shit that nobody else was really like.
Exactly.
But how did you feel about that? Because on one hand, you're somebody who's like kind of brand new to the stardom and he's helping to make you famous. But at the same time, it kind of feels like he's airing your shit out, right?
It's like he put me on blast a little bit, like as far as like with the scamming, which it wasn't nothing wrong with doing what he did. It's just the way he did it. You know what I mean? Instead of posting like, okay, all this negative shit, what's up with the positive shit that we do for our community? Like as far as what I do for Chicago, other rappers do for Chicago, it's strictly negative, you know? So if somebody's outside looking in and never been to Chicago, they automatically look at the rappers as being negative. They don't want to come to Chicago. You ask somebody about Chicago, they gonna say, oh, I don't want to go to Chicago. It's bad.
Yeah.
Which really is good. I stay in the rich part. You feel me? So it's like, shit, it's good to me.
Well, it's just interesting because, I mean, that was a very new thing, especially at that time, because they were basically, he was taking people like you who really weren't that big of names. Like maybe you were popping on more of an underground Chicago level and you had YouTube videos going up and stuff like that. But then he was talking about the criminal exploits in a way that normally, you know, you're used to seeing people talk about the charges against big time rappers.
Exactly.
But it was kind of like a new thing. Like, oh, this rapper who just has more of an underground Chicago buzz and you're going to be doing multiple videos about them getting caught up for fraud and all
exactly,
that kind of shit.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, DJ Academics, the shit he did, it was cool. Like it did give, it helped. I'm not gonna lie, he did help me get to the next level as far as with the my name building, but I just feel like the good stuff that we do in Chicago is not recognized enough. You know what I mean? As far as, but I mean, it's another story though, you know?
I mean, it's kind of interesting because there's like a lot of, there's a lot of content that's just out there in the streets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. Oh, actually, you know what's interesting about that time period is that at that time period, it was more like you had somebody like Academics putting a bunch of random people on blast that didn't necessarily want their stuff out there as much. But nowadays, it feels like everybody just puts their own shit on blast, either putting their shit on Instagram stories and lives, or they just go and do interviews with people and basically just air out
or
all their criminal exploits.
Or a lot of them, they're making up fake stories. Because if you really are a scammer and you really got caught by the FBI, it'd be all over. You get what I'm saying? Because the paperwork would be, you won't have to really go make up this and do this and post this because the news is going to post all that. Once you get a criminal complaint, it is all over the internet. Without even you having to say nothing, the press will say something because they want the story to be big, because if you go to jail, they make money off you going to jail. Just like I just came home in March. You know what I mean?
I only been home for, how many years you do?
I do 2.5 years.
Okay.
I would have just did 2 years even probably if I wouldn't have got caught with the cell phone and a laptop. You feel me?
So and a laptop.
Yeah.
Jesus
basically,
Christ.
When like me, by me being a big scammer, bro, it's jail is nothing but this inside of a place where it's all gas. It's not what you think on TV or anything like that. It's strictly just like this, but it's all gas. You get what you want if you have a lot of money on the outside. You know what I mean? So you can send money here, send money there. Guards are bringing in. Whatever you want, you getting, basically.
But so when you're in jail and you have an iPhone and a laptop, do you have like some percentage of the guards who aren't cool and want to fuck you over and catch you with that shit? And then some percentage are like getting money off of you and shit, so they're cool? Or is it the kind of thing where just everybody doesn't really give a fuck as long as you're paying?
No, you have some guards that is cool. You have some guards that's not cool. So So let's say if you got the cool guard that works from 10 to 4 and the bad guard that works from 4 to 9, you can't have your phone out from 4 to 9. You have to find somewhere to hide it, or you pay somebody to hide the phone or the laptop. You know what I mean? Like $200 for the week or something. They always hide it from 4 to 9.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Then we bring it back out at 10 and we be on it. You know, that's how you know, keep up what's going on in the world. Or if you're making money, you keep up what's going on. Whatever, you know.
You think somebody like 6ix9ine got a phone in prison right
no.
now?
No.
No?
Because
he's too high profile.
See, that's the thing. If you're gonna go to jail and you're gonna do the crime, you cannot tell. You can't be a snitch. You can't be. I'm sorry, because if you do that, everything gets stripped. The guards, they won't like you.
Mm. The inmates won't. They look down on you for snitching as well.
Yes, they are regular people, bro, and they ride more with the inmates. They listen to the inmates all the time. So if I need some tissue, I gotta ask the guard. So we interact with everything. Hey, I need a blanket. I need some tissue. I need this. So they listen to what, like the snitches. They cannot sit in a TV room. You have to sit. You have to watch TV in a hallway with your chair outside and look at TV from the outside.
Wow.
You feel me? But people are walking in and out, so you barely get to watch TV.
Right.
You cannot sit at certain tables. You can't sit close to the, like where you get your food. You have to sit all the way in the back and get your food last. It's real.
Most of the guards, black or white, what's the racial breakdown roughly?
It's mixed.
From the prison you were in?
The prison I was in, it was mostly whites.
Okay.
But it was Hispanics and blacks, and the Hispanic ones was more racist.
Really?
They were more like calling you nigger this and this, like, yeah, it was that bad. You know what I mean? They was like, you won't be doing nothing wrong, but they'd say tuck your shirt in and do this and do that. It was like that a little bit. You feel me?
Interesting.
They overpower their authority.
Right. Do you think that's kind of because they might have been used, like, let's be real, on some street?
Probably because they knew who I was.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I heard he had a lot of money and fuck you type shit. So
a lot of times the black dudes are the tougher dudes on the street. So then when you get this dude in a position of authority, maybe he wants to sort of take out some of his animosity.
Yes. And like when I got caught with the cell phone and the laptop, I went to the shoe, and like I said, I was locked 23 hours, 1 hour out the shower. That was twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
So they make you go through the worst. You stop eating after 4 o'clock.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? So could you imagine your dinner is at 4 o'clock and you got to wait all the way to 6 a.m. to eat?
Torture.
You know what I mean? And then y'all make me work. They make you work for 12 cent, 11 cent an hour. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's bad, bro. You feel me?
So is it tempting when you're in that environment to just spend all the fucking money you got so that you're more comfortable when you're in prison?
Yes, bro. That's the whole goal. You might catch, okay, the feds ain't what you think. Everybody is in there is not rich. Everybody is, you have big scammers and you have little scammers. You have, just like you have a El Chapo and you have the guys that work on the corner with the bags. You got the big scammers that, like me, that can make millions. Then you have the little scammers that can get on a dark web and just get little credit cards and get food and pay for Ubers and buy shoes and clothes. You got those types.
You guys all end up in the feds together?
Yes, but you know the restitution amount, and you know this. You can tell who's balling by, I might have three guys, and I might have my girl or whoever send money to this guy books, this guy books, this guy books. He don't go to the store.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to go to the store for me. So my locker is his locker. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I'm gambling in jail, I got a poker table or whatever I got, this is my locker.
Uh-huh.
Only I'm going to give your ass $20.
Right.
You feel me? That's depending on how cool I am with you. I might just give you $20 to hold that down.
Because uh-huh.
$20 is a lot in jail.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like that. It was very comfortable. The phones, you don't hold no phones. You only get them when you need to use them.
Is in prison or in the feds, is it much more common for people to be in there for fraud type stuff than drug cases?
You have more scammers in jail than drug dealers because scamming is the new wave right now.
That's what the cops want to catch?
They want right now scam, yes, because the cops want to catch drug dealers because drug dealers get more time.
There's more violence associated with drug dealing, whereas have to kill anybody.
See, they feel like this. I can lock you up for 10 years, 20 years, and make $100,000 to $1 million off you.
Mm.
The scammer only get a few years, so he's pointless.
Mm.
Unless he runs, I was locked up with scammers that made $200-$400 million, and they only had 12 years.
Wow.
But the guy that had like 10 eight balls, he gets life, natural life.
Mm-hmm.
Natural life, that's $1 million. Wow. The government makes $35,000 off you a year.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? And they foul you on taxes, and they make you work. So you're working, and they're getting paid for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So They're giving you $20. We are doing, I'm talking about $1,000. They're building jails, bro. The inmates are building jails. So could you imagine you have the inmate making the walls, putting the barbed wire fences up.
That's to put somebody else like him in there.
Exactly. Giving them 10 cents an hour.
Oof.
See what I'm saying? So that's it's real life. You see the girl JT just got out, you feel me? So you understand that I understand what she's saying in her music. So when she was talking about R&D, that's when you first get to prison. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And you got to check in. They're going to make you put on a suit with some blue shoes.
She dropped the first day off free, so I didn't hear yet. Is she speaking on all that?
Yeah, yes. Okay. I like it. Yeah, okay. I like that.
So she's a real one in your book. Because she's one of the few girls out there who did time for scamming.
Yes, bro. That scamming is the wave. That's how I came up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I came up crazy.
Is that how it feels in Chicago these days, is that you're kind of a bum if you're standing on the corner selling crack? But if you're the dude running around with hella credit cards and shit, and you got all the designer that, you're the man?
Yeah, so look. It's like I was telling you, it's a few different types of scammers. The scammers really if you're not a big drug dealer, you ain't no shit. Right. If you're not getting a lot of money, you're not. That's with anybody. You can even be a scammer. If you're not getting a lot of money, you are not a scammer to the Chicago, at least.
You're scamming
yourself. You have to be balling foreign cars like me. 6-7 homes, $4,800 here, $6,400 here, $1,200 here. You feel me? And most of the times, the little cheap CPN cribs, those are trap cribs that I got 6-7 people in with laptops on the dark web doing shit for me. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So it just depends on what you call scamming. Because, you might have your little runner. Like, some of these guys that's out here on the internet that call themselves scammers, they are runners to me, bro. Uh-huh. You feel me? I would have them going to Neiman's, go give me some free clothes.
Right.
And get their ass 20%.
So talk to me about getting into scamming, though, before we get into, what eventually you might have built out of it and everything. Talk about what your first play that you figured out was.
The first plays I did was bank moves. Bank moves is you might have a banking account with no money in it. I put $5,000 to $10,000 to $15,000 in the account. You're not at risk. I'm not at risk. The bank is at risk. But I'm going to tell you, after we do this account, just report your shit stolen.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? We split the bread. But like I said, depending on our relationship, I might get your ass $2,000, I'm going to keep the rest. You feel me?
Right.
But you ate, though. You ate. It's free bands, basically. So just now, on my level of scamming, I might have 10 people. Like, you say you got, let's say if you said you had Bank of America, I'm not going to do your card unless you tell me you got 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make you get 10 people, and you're going to get all 10 people, and you do the math. That's 7 times 10.
That's a pyramid in one day. Right there.
You feel me? Yeah. In one day.
And you don't have to really... In order to withdraw the money and to basically make it look as if the bank account was scammed, but really it's you doing it. What do you do to withdraw the money? Just hit mad ATMs?
No. Every ATM has a limit.
Uh-huh.
So this is how you finesse. You don't go in a bank because they don't want to be on camera. You cannot report the car stolen if you're on camera.
Mm.
So let's say if it's Bank of America, their ATM is 800. Okay, boom. You take out 800 out the ATM. You don't do it. You use one of these. You feel me?
You really pull up in that?
Yeah. You're going to pull up in anonymous or, with the hoodie on and shit. So basically, my thing is, though, you have to check the daily debit limit. Mm. It's an ATM limit and a daily debit limit. Your daily debit limit is 10 racks.
Mm.
So what you're going to do is, I don't do nothing without connections. Like, okay, if this lady works as a currency exchange, most likely I'ma get her. She gonna be my friend. I'ma pay her, do whatever. Now I can send you in there. Hey man, my homie finna go in there and swipe for 7,000.
Uh-huh.
Cash events. One swipe, 7,000.
Right.
800 out the ATM. Never touch a bank.
Yeah.
You feel me? But you don't just be just walk in there random on some random shit and try to get the money. You gonna ask to get caught.
Mm.
Only way I got caught is because I got told on. You feel me?
Oh, so you got snitched.
I was setting my people up, bro, always to win. I didn't just walk in stores and did nothing sloppy. If you're a Nemus, it's because you are somebody I know that's in there and it's 100% going. If you're an Apple, I know I'm finna get 50 phones off you because you work there. You already know what's going on.
So how would you go about making relationships with the people who work at the stores? Because that's got to be the ultimate plug right there.
That's the easiest.
Everyone you meet who works at an Apple store is a fucking infinite fountain of money.
And guess how much they getting paid? $300 a week.
Mm.
So you ain't trying to take this $100,000 a month?
Mm.
What you trying to do? So how you get those people is I was getting cars, Lamborghinis, all that type of shit. Now, you don't have to shoot straight at them. Sometimes you got to build a relationship. You might pull up on them in a Lamb or something. And, I catch a motherfucker at the gas station, right? You'll see them struggling. They'll be like, can I get $5 on this pump whole time, I'm already knowing who this person is and everything. But you might put a couple thousand in their pocket. You got the land. They see the all around vision of their life living like that too. You feel me? And long as they become comfortable, then that's where you can make the play. Like, yeah, I could put you in a better position, this and that.
This is like when you're watching The Wire and they got Stringer Bell and he's got like little kids in the project selling crack for him.
Yeah, it's real, bro. It's real.
You're that dude, but you're dealing with Apple Store employees.
No, like, it's just like on a dark web. I wasn't never just a person to get on there and look for little cards and CVVs. If I'm going to get on a dark web, I was trying to become the vendor. Mm. I was trying to finesse everybody who bought from me. Like, okay, for instance, if you're a vendor on a dark web, most likely you might have 1,000 CVVs, which is credit cards. Okay, boom. Now, I might sell 200 of those credit cards might be good, and the rest of them fucking dead. Mm-hmm. 800 is dead. But I just made like $90,000. Mm-hmm. You get it? Even if it's small amounts, it still add up quick in one day.
If you're vending on the dark web, don't you depend on your reputation?
Yes, that's if you want to. But you can, on a dark web, bro, you know, okay, you know, where it says when you go to look at the reviews, you know you can buy those.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a real scammer, you would notice. You would know that, man, I'm going to have to shoot my reviews up. I'm going to shoot this up, have everybody buying for me, and make $100,000 and close this account down. Why you think every time you get on a dark web, the sites are steady changing?
Because never been it's a big, on there. Heard a lot,
though. Well, no, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying when people do, sites always changing and stuff like that because of people do that. Just like the all this shit is a scam. Like, when you go to a hotel, bro, and you put your shit in there, hotels, companies, and stuff like that, they sell your information to bigger companies like that. They call corporate companies, but the whole time they work with the dark web and shit.
Right. Okay, so you basically, like, figured out some of these scams, and then you just get a whole shitload of employees, and they could all be carrying it out. But isn't the problem that you're all doing all this shit within, like, a very small area? Or are you sending people out on trips?
You don't do it in one area. You have to... Okay. First of all, you have to deal with professional people.
Which has got to be tough.
It's very tough because they when they get up to like the manager position and all that, they do not want to be playing. Mm. But like I said, bro, everybody has goals and dreams and they look at it like, I just don't want to be the regular working person. I don't want to be working anymore. So they think like, damn, I could actually start a business. I could actually do something. Mm. You know, I'm getting scammed. And you know what I'm saying? I'm working a job. I've been working here. I'm still not rich. You feel me? Mm-hmm. That's how I thought. That's what made me get on what I was on.
Who told on you?
Basically, a friend, bro. A friend that I used to hang out with. Once you start making money, people get envious of you, right? Mm. So, like, let's say if you ahead of me with, let's say if you got $500,000 and I'm like $50,000 in and I pass you up and I'm still cool with you, but I don't hang with you no more and you get jammed up. Basically, you don't tell me you get jammed up and I still fuck with you back and forth. And then I'm the bigger fish now. Mm. If they get into it with you, like, oh man, who you know that's a bigger person that's, you could tell them, oh, Batman Cabo, he a rapper. And oh yeah, now they get to watching you, paying attention to you and this and that, and you get bumped. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't that's the only way you can really get caught with the shit, a person telling on you.
Really?
Because you could be in on 60th floor with 10 fucking laptops making $20 million and wouldn't nobody know. But if you start involving people, that's when people will know what's going on.
Because that's always like the dream is you want to be able to sell drugs or do fraud or whatever, but not have to get anybody else involved.
Selling drugs is dangerous. Mm. Selling drugs, like some people sell drugs because they want the street stamp. They want to be like, oh, I'm a street guy and this and that. But that's not really where it's okay, you taking the risk. You have to sell drugs. You got to meet up with a random person. Then you got to re-up. Mm. I don't have to do anything. I just got to basically get me a car with no money, no investment, and come up. Mm. I could be on the floor.
Yeah, it's crazy because when you think about it, like drug dealers are basically getting drugs and then exchanging it for money. With fraud, exactly. The whole business is money.
Man, you can honestly not need anybody. You can sit in, like I said, in your penthouse and not need nobody and run up $60 million.
Right.
You feel me?
So you don't know many people who have gotten caught actually doing the transactions or doing the ATM shit? It's tough to get caught for that, huh?
No, I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't know nobody. I've been scamming since 2009. Uh-huh. I don't know nobody that have actually got caught doing. The only people that gets caught is the people that let's say if you scam a person and you don't pay them, they get pissed and tell on you. I've seen people get caught like that, but just the banks, they don't care if you fuck them over because they feel like you need them. Mm. Banks feel like you need them. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, oh, if you fuck up the account, that's on you.
Right.
Shit, you need us. You can't do shit without a banking account.
Almost everybody that you ever did this with, though, do you feel like they didn't have irreputable damage done to their credit that they basically ended up getting the shit cleared
see,
out?
Look,
or
look,
do you think it does happen?
See, with me, all right, I'm going to say Chicago. We know so many people that fix credit that doesn't matter. So if you do a bank, they're just going to take the shit off. You get a loan for $100,000, they're going to take it off. Insurance scams. Like, Chicago, we busting, bro. We doing it all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's basically like, and really, like, I don't, it's a lot of scammers out here, but I don't see it. I have to know if you're a real scammer by looking like, oh, that dude a real scammer, bro.
How can you tell?
The income, the clothes, the how they living, what they driving, everything. Because scammers make a lot of money, bro.
Right.
It's you make so much money, it's hard to hide the wealth. You feel me? And then it being, like I said, you know, money brings connections. It brings bigger and better things. You just taking $2 million, investing it in this and doing this, and you going in with shit with this.
So you had official, like, real business investments going on off of the before you went into prison?
Basically, yep.
Really? And are those things still around?
Yeah, it's still around.
Okay.
Yep. Car business, all real estate, everything.
Right.
I just link up with people and invest in this and that. I just turned into a big investor, you know what I'm saying?
So you didn't get a shitload of money confiscated by the cops or whatever when
Man,
you got
they
caught?
They took a few cars. They took like $400,000 cash, jewelry. Like, they took like $200,000 worth of jewelry. They took a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, like, I was doing what I was doing. I was paying taxes.
Right.
So it's certain things that you still can't take because I'm showing proof that I, you know what I'm saying, that I was paying this because I was doing music. You feel me?
Right.
So I was just paying taxes and stuff like that. And my credit was amazing. The government told me, like, man, this guy's credit is way too high.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, he can't. So now I can't get credit. They was like, you can't get credit cards. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So
were you rapping all along or did rap start because you were having
so much
success?
No. I started rapping in 2013.
Oh, okay. Much later.
You know what I'm saying? I was just like, shit, I'm going to be like the first person that's. Because everybody looked down on scamming. You know what I'm saying?
At that time,
like, man, scamming, man, that shit. You heard, I don't know if you, have you ever heard Rick Ross' song? He was like, credit card schemes for the faggots.
Oh, you ever heard that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That really made me turn up when I heard that shit.
But that used to really be the stereotype is that it was just gay dudes
doing credit card scams. I said, okay. I turned up on that shit. I'm like, I'm running these meals. I'm like, I'm going to say, one day I'm going to look the man in his eyes, G, and tell his ass, like, I remember you said a line, man, and I just ran it up off you on that, you know?
Yeah. That's Rick Ross being old school right there, man.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to sell crack no more.
Nah. I was locked. I'm telling you, bro, everybody that I was just locked up with had life.
Right.
And like, as far as like, you got the scammers, then you got the drug dealers. Man, they was like, man, I wish I did what you did, little bro, and woo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I got the most money in here, and all the scammers had a lot of money. Don't get me wrong, but I had the most. And the drug dealers, they was all fucked up. You know, they people weren't reaching back on them. And
Do you even know dudes on the street who are really rich off drugs these days? Or is the game kind of fucked up in that sense?
Nah. I'm going to say I don't really know too many rich drug dealers. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know no rich drug dealers.
It's interesting because when I think about the drug dealers I know in L.A. are basically just dudes who go around to different studios or kick it with different rappers and just sell them fucking perks and lean and whatever the fuck it is.
I don't really know no. Like, I know people that are probably do what I do and invest. Like I say, people will want to be the street, want to be the drug dealer so bad, they will do what I do, then invest in drugs, which is backwards because you still got to re-up.
Mm.
You might as well just stick to this lane.
Right.
You feel me? But I guess that's what they want to do, but you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't do that.
Was getting all the credit card stuff, were you just doing that strictly off the dark web?
Nah, I was having people at stores and shit with the MSRs and shit like that, you know what
I'm saying? Is that where you put the little piece on the credit card reader so that then at the end of the day they could have like a collection of thousands of numbers?
Yeah, so basically you walk inside of a Ruth Chris and, you know, you hand your card and they act like they finna go in the back and basically double swipe it, you feel me? Because them the high balance credit cards, it's best to put them in business places, not no McDonald's and all that shit.
Right, because you want the high end shit, yeah.
Right, bro. And then like skimming, you ever heard of ATM skimming?
Is that where they have the little piece attached to the ATM shit that like will just store your number and they have the camera that records you putting the pin in?
Yes.
Oh,
so
man,
you'll sit in the car,
that.
You'll sit in the car, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be Bluetooth, and you know what I'm saying? You'll collect all the data and stuff from it, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, it's all types of shit, you know what I'm saying? It's all types.
Right.
But like, when it comes to scamming, like, that's why I listen to scam rap, you know what I mean? But as far as I didn't rap about scam rap before I went in because I was hot, bro.
You were way too shook.
I'm really in the federal. I'm really on probation right now. Uh-huh. You feel me? Like, I'm not playing. Like, this is real. Like, I wouldn't make up a story and say, yeah, I just got snatched by the feds. And no, I really got snatched by the feds. 100 black trucks was outside. Real FBI shit came, you know what I'm saying? Kicked the door and get down. And I'm like, damn, it seemed like fake. You know what I'm saying?
So you think TJ is just hitting a lick with talking about the scam shit? You think that he's just kind of using his knowledge of shit he heard about, and maybe he's done sort of like low level scamming type shit,
yeah,
but it wasn't a kingpin?
Like, he doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? As far as notoriety and people recognize, but I don't really honestly think he a real scammer. You know what I'm saying? I don't, like I said, I'm only paying attention to what I see. Mm. Like, as far as the scammers that I hang out with and I know, they are rich, bro. They are ballers. You feel me? Like, super rich. Like, you wouldn't even believe that they ever scammed.
Right.
Like, that rich.
I feel like with TJ, it's more like he's a young kid who is doing that sort of entry-level scamming stuff that the kids actually are doing. He's 17.
No, it is. You got to understand. It is kids. It's plenty kids at that level doing exactly what he's rapping about right now. But notice, they all are on the same level. They doing a little, but you gotta understand, it feels good to get a free 100, a free 200, a free 300. You know what I mean? Right. That's still a lot of money to them because they like, shit, I could be working at McDonald's making 200 a week. Mm-hmm. So they might, oh, I'm a scammer. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about real scamming. I'm talking about ATM jackpotting, bro. Mm-hmm. Going up to the ATM, wiping that whole motherfucker out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tricking the system, making it thinking $1 bills are coming out and really $20 bills are coming out and you jackpotting that bitch for real.
You could do that? How the hell do you do that?
Just knowing, you know, really? The methods, you know?
Wow.
But basically, it's serious out here. You know what I'm saying? With this scam and stuff. Just like you can have a big ass chain and a watch and hit an insurance scam. You can have a $20,000 credit card and say, I can use your whole credit card and say, man, look, we gonna split it. Just report it stolen after I wipe it out.
Right.
That's a scam. You feel me? It's plenty things that people doing to make money, basically.
Right. It's actually the interesting thing. Because you were so hot at that time in terms of like having eyeballs on you and people snitching on you and all that kind of shit, you don't want to rap super in-depth about the shit. That's the funny thing about TJ is that, as far as I could tell, he has never been arrested for scamming, or if he has, it didn't really go anywhere.
See?
So he's kind of free to come out here and rap more about the shit.
I actually seen the post, and I was basically, I commented, I was like, bro, you should take the post down, because I don't think, if we're coming up and scam rapping, you don't know it or not, but you really on my team.
Right.
If you're a scammer. If they talk about TJ6, they're going to merge it with Bandman Kevo. They're going to merge Bandman Kevo and Money Man. Mm. They're going to merge all these scam rappers together.
Right.
So if you do anything foo, you will make everybody look foo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is not good at all. You know what I mean? That's why I was like, oh, you should take this down, because everybody knows if you get locked up, the shit going to be everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
He's faked getting arrested multiple times. It's not really any, you can't deny it.
I know, but let me ask you something. Would you do that?
I think that him doing it the first time when he had the marshals or whatever show up during the show, I thought that was pretty clever and funny, and that was one thing. But then when he did it again more recently, it's kind of like the same joke multiple times in a row. It sort of becomes
You have to build off.
Right.
Keep going up. You know what I mean? So if he got to keep coming with better stunts, which is fine. But when I see him, though, I see my life.
Right.
So what he's talking about is I like it because I've been through that. You know what I mean? But I'm on a bigger level. So I like it. You know what I mean? It's just a rap. You know what I'm saying? I just be like, basically just listen to him. Like, okay, cool. That's what's up. But then I just be like, man, you know, as far as like, I want to see the rich shit. I want to see the real scamming, the scammer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So when JT said she was fucking on a rich ass scamming ass.
I'm that person. She talking about.
You're like, that's me.
Exactly. I'm that person, bro. That's really? When I first heard the song, I'm like, damn, I wish I could get on this song.
See,
that is me, bro.
When I heard that, I said, man, I know a lot of people are scamming and ain't none of them rich, but I've said that around people, and multiple different people have told me, like, oh no, there's people out there making crazy ass amounts of money off that.
Man, like I told, I try to give you different ones. The insurance, the credit cards, the scammers, like their dark web becoming a vendor. Like, man, it's so much, you would be like, wow. Like, every day a person making the 30 to 50. Mm. Every day.
So talk about getting caught, though. So this dude snitches on you, and then what? Do the feds start actually watching you?
Yeah, okay. The feds look into me. They see, oh, he got all these cars. They pay cash.
Right.
That's one. Now, if you didn't pay your taxes on the car, you paid cash. It's automatically, you fucked. You feel me? So that was one strike against me. I paid for the Maserati cash. Boom. Then I had all these different cribs everywhere, like 7 different cribs. You know what I mean? But they were all in like CPNs. I don't know if you know what a CPN is. Mm. It's basically a second social, like a credit profile number.
Okay.
So I had different socials under my name or whatever all over. And just people just basically, I caught a state. Okay, basically I went to Walmart to cash out $60,000 out in Valparaiso, Indiana. Uh-huh. When I went out there, I was at the money order machine too long. I had like $40,000 on a card left, basically. So it's taking forever to come out. So the lady thought I was hacking the ATM machine. Mm. She called the police. When she called the police, I'm still trying to clear my money. You feel me? I'm like, fuck it. Then I'm just like, nah, they probably, it's been like 10 minutes. They probably on their way. When I walked out, I seen it full of squad cars, right? Mm-hmm. They walk right past me. I get in the car. I hit the road. Now, when I'm on the road heading back towards Chicago, they pull me over, but they didn't have no proper cause to stop me, and I knew it. I'm like, man, they ain't gonna find shit. I had like 30, 40 cars in the car. But these are debit cards, not credit cards. Mm-hmm. This means that you have the pen and you can take the money off if it's available.
Right.
You feel me? So, okay. Now I got all these damn money orders in the car. They stop me. They say, they up guns, say get out the car. They didn't post to tell us to get out the car. We got out the car. They searched me. Now they didn't search the car, which is weird. You might as well search the car if you illegally pulled me over.
Yeah.
So they found one debit card in my back pocket. They tell me, man, listen, if this car come back reported stolen or whatever, you're going to jail. I'm like, oh, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't lock me up because they couldn't do nothing. You feel me? Mm. They were just like, they let me go. A week later, I had a $100,000 bond on me. Boom. $10,000 bailout. Bail right out. Boom. Then when I go back to court or whatever, they say, yeah, you know the FBI boys are on you. I'm like, what? You feel me? I'm like, damn, the FBI. They was like, yeah, we don't got to worry about you no more or whatever. But whole time, y'all still got me going back and forth to court. So they trying to slam me in the state, too. Mm-hmm. They trying to give me 10, 20 years in the state. So I took that shit to trial. My lawyer beat it. Then he come to feds. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So they which it happens. They'll give you 20, 30 years in the state and turn around after they give you the 20, 30 years in the state. Give you 20, 30 years in the feds.
Wow.
Drug dealers. Mm. Scammers, you might do two to 5 years in the state, 2 to 5 years in the feds. It's still 10 years. They still made like $250,000 off you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's Damn. A scam. Just like college scam. You know you what think? I mean? Yeah, bro. Like how would you make me go to school to get a job to pay you back while I'm working?
Yeah.
Ain't that weird?
I mean, and it's just the fact that you'd have to make so much money from those jobs. You have to basically make more money from those jobs than you could ever expect to actually be able to pay.
I'm
going to
ask you a question. Do you honestly know how many people that you went to school with actually went through with school and actually is successful, bro?
I have no idea. I don't talk to anybody from high school, but probably not a lot.
Is that I don't know any.
Right.
And they were so geeked at 21, 22, 23. Mm. You know what I mean? Your whole situation. But guess what? I can guarantee you this. I bet you they in debt.
Mm. Oh yeah.
They in debt.
Easy. And that's the one debt that you can't get out of by filing bankruptcy too, huh?
Is that no? See, as a scammer, we taking that shit off.
Mm.
You know?
Oh really?
Yeah. Credit, bro. You sweeping everything off credit, bro. Like anything. Bankruptcy, all that shit.
I actually have good credit now. I wish I knew about that when I still had shit.
Yeah,
credit.
Like scammers, bro. They know coming in with credit, they doing credit sweeps.
Right.
Even background cleaning, they taking shit off their background. As long as it's not FBI shit, they taking it off. State, you pull me over, I don't got no background.
So do you end up dealing like through this shit? Do you end up dealing with a lot of people from crazy ass walks of life that you don't know? Like you know, different like
man,
different ethnicities,
Nigeria,
different types of gangbangers and different types of hoodlums. Like
the feds. As you talking about as far as in jail?
In jail, but even before that, are you like sort of doing business with people like, from all different walks of life?
For instance, most of the time scammers is you deal with a lot of Africans.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's weird, but
it's kind of a cultural thing because it seems like there's just no opportunities in Africa, so they're the sort of ones who gravitate towards doing those fucking phone scams.
Yeah, or the mail, or the checking. So yeah. I got into it with a lot of Africans and a lot of Nigerians and like Chinese motherfuckers, like hackers and shit like that. You know right. what I'm saying? I was fucking with them, but they was low key trying to scam me.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like on some. See, the dark web is full of rippers. You know what a ripper is, right? A person that don't pay you. You know, like you might send them, like, man, you might, oh, I can flip $5,000 on this, and you pay them and they rip you. That means that they don't pay you, basically. Right. You know what I'm saying? So basically, it's like I dealt with a lot of them type of people where we'll do, they'll finesse you. We'll make like $800,000 a piece, and we'll be talking shit like, yeah, we're going to make more money. But when it's a bigger play, $4 million or something, they fucking you on it. Mm. You're not getting the bread.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they will grease you up, and y'all both eat real good, then they'll play you on a bigger end.
Do you think that's just crazy when you see that happen? Because a lot of times it's somebody who could keep making money with you incrementally over time, and then they decide that they just want to hit one big lick and destroy the relationship. But
you know how it go, though. You know, they just feel like what my goal is half of this, and I'm finna reach my goal that I always dreamed of right here with this bread. I'm about to do it, not just fuck it off. You know what I'm saying? Most scammers, they on drugs, lean. That's why that could be another reason why you don't see a lot of balling. They probably just so damn high and drunk, and you know what I'm saying?
Is that ever you?
No, I don't do no drugs or nothing.
Okay. You don't even smoke weed?
Nah.
Okay.
And I'm on probation, you know, federal.
But you were always like that, even when you were at the
No, I was always focused because, like, I'm in Chicago. You got to watch your P's. You know, you got to make sure. I was dealing with so much money, bro. I might have $200,000 in this house. I might have, like, $600,000 in this house. And I was always paranoid.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I ain't even trusted the little bitches I was with. You know what I mean? I'm always calling them every 5 seconds. Like, yeah, make sure this. You know what I'm saying? I will hide my money in the house, bro. And make sure that, oh, you ain't been in that closet, have you? You know, for right. real. Like, I was like that. So it was just, I just didn't really trust it. Like, I was always on my, I ain't want to be getting high and doing this and doing that. And the motherfucker put something in my weed. I felt like it was too, I need to make money, man. I'm like, that's too much money to make to be fumbling like that, you know?
What were your actual goals at that time? Like, how did you see yourself getting out the game? Or did you even see that?
Music, bro.
Okay.
Music. That's how I said, I felt like, man, I put a few million in this shit and really just give me a whole lot of artists and just really turn up and, you know what I'm saying, change the world, bro. You know, like, create different music. Like, I just found out, like, when I got out, I heard Lil Yachty used to be a scammer.
Yeah, he got arrested right before he popped.
Yeah, so that just tells you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit real, bro. Like, so I was just like, damn, okay, I'm going to get on this shit. I'm finna turn this music up with this scam shit. I'm right. taking it a whole nother level. But I was even trying to put together like a little scamming tour. Like, that's why I was saying, like, I don't got no problem with TJ Six or whatever, but it's just, I just feel like if he going to do something, just do it the right way. You feel me? As far as on a scam for everybody. Speaking on the scammers.
I would like to see you two have a conversation on camera. Or off camera, just on some homie shit. It would be interesting to see you guys build.
I want to see what he got. I want to see, because I'm going to be able to read him and know. I'm going to be able to instantly read him and know, like, yeah, this dude is a scammer. You feel me? Because it's natural. It's in you.
Right.
Everything I tell you about, you should know it.
Right. Is there anybody else in the game that you believe has actually got a track record in terms of the scamming thing? More well-known people and shit?
Nah, I wouldn't. I can't. Because the most of the people I thought probably was scamming, I feel like people do a little scamming, maybe, but they don't claim it. Now, right. How TJ Six is claiming it, so I say he's a scammer, like me, you feel me? Like, so, I mean, I don't see her, I don't really, like I said, I just got out too, though. But I do listen to Money Man, he be talking that shit too, right. So.
Child Money Man, he's supposed to come on soon too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how did you become friends with him? You guys are working together, huh?
Man, basically, you know, when I was locked up, I was, like, fucking with Instagram a lot on my cell phone and the laptop and shit. And I was, all the scammers in jail and the feds was talking about Money Man. You feel me? That was the only rapper they was talking about, all the scammers. He got the feds for the scam shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, I got to get in tune with bro. So when I got out, you know what I'm saying, I reached out to him and we was cool since. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Yeah. So you get locked up, and when you got caught, is there any, like, every time I ever got caught up for doing anything, I always been like, God, I gotta change my life. Like, I can't believe it. I finally got busted. I gotta change. I gotta switch my whole shit up.
Yeah.
Was that your mentality when you got caught? And, like, what's going through your mentality when you're
when I got
jail?
Caught, though, actually, it was crazy, though, because it wasn't like what I thought. Like, I'm like, damn, okay, I just got caught for fraud. I went to the county, and it was almost like a party. It was almost like a club, like, because it was all, you got to understand, it's all guys that know you, that's fans. So they're like, oh bro, you was just on the news and woo and this and that. So it was like, damn, you kind of feel a little bit more like cockier a little bit, you know? It wasn't like what you think. Like, then I go to the feds and I'm a superstar in that motherfucker. It was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knew me. I got everything for free. I got everything I wanted. It was just cracking, bro, you know?
So you're not really miserable in jail. You're making the best of it.
Yeah, you're not. You only want to come home. Everything else you have. I got pussy in jail. You know, shout out to my girl. She did held me down. She held me down. Like,
what's that like? You do a conjugal visit? You pay somebody to give you a little time?
Okay, look. At the first time I got locked up, I was at MCC, which is downtown Chicago. Uh-huh. You can't do shit in there. It's all gas. They had little stripper holes that we pay every week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, to come to the roof and shake ass. Just hold up signs like Bam Bam Kevo. And you know what I'm saying? And I'll tell everybody, man, go to the roof, Joe. Motherfuckers be at the roof. They'll be like, damn, Bam Bam Kevo got the holes up here this weekend. So then when I got shipped, I went to a camp. Uh-huh. When I went to a camp is a jail with no fence. Could you imagine that? Mm. A jail with no fence with a hotel across the street. So you know I was running every week. I had my girl up there every Friday, boy. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got to be here or I'm not going
to
be with you.
So you would be able to dip out of the jail and go to the hotel?
If I got caught, I got caught.
Right.
But I didn't get caught for that. I got caught for my cell phone and laptop.
Right.
But
how do you not get caught when you're leaving a prison to go to a hotel?
A prison has count. So right. You let us do anything. Count is at 12. Count is at 4. Count is at 9. Uh-huh. 30. Right? So from 4 to 9:30, you could be on the track.
Right.
So you have your homies who I'm feeding y'all every day. Y'all could at least watch me go get some pussy and come back.
Right.
So basically, I have my girl. I'm on my cell phone. Where you at? I'm like 20, 30 minutes away. All right, cool. She at the room. I see her car. I run over there. The hotel man already know what's going on and everything. He don't care. He don't make no money. You only making money off the prisoners. Uh-huh. You feel me? So he's dying for that little $40.
Right.
So basically, my girl, she up there. I hit her for about 2 hours. I run back on the compound. I'm good. But I bring them back squares, liquor. Mm. Niggas ain't just out there for free. They want something. Bring me some Skittles back. Because, you know, some candies we didn't have, certain chips we didn't have, certain drinks we didn't have.
But in terms of the actual walking out of the prison, is that no, they're not looking
okay,
that
it's
closely?
Basically, it's a prison. It's a prison. And it's a track around a prison. Mm. Then it's like a field. It takes 20 seconds. The hotel room was literally this close, bro, to the jail. Mm. It was almost like it was unreal.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So you can actually hop in the car, go to Walmart. As long as she have a change of clothes for you in the car, y'all can go to Walmart. You can damn near go to a movies.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if some people was doing that. Some people were actually getting caught. But guess how you got caught? An inmate in jail that's bitter. You didn't bring his liquor back, he might tell on your ass.
Right.
So you might want to bring his liquor back and his cigarettes and his chew. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how they bribe you. Man, you leaving at what time? 4? I'm going to watch the track. I'm going to look out for you. Now, if they say the guard's walking on the track or they do an emergency count, then you got to get out the pussy and come back and hurry up and get back in the building. Or you going to get escape. You catch an escape, your ass going to do another year. But me, I was tweaking. I had the damn phone on me while I was coming back from the hotel when they did an emergency count and they searched me.
Oh.
And then once you get locked up, well, once you go to the shoe, basically, people really start trying to be snitches, basically. Like, oh, well, he got a laptop right here, and he has some workout shit right here. And you know what I'm saying? Mm. So
that's crazy. Yo, yeah. I wanted to ask you about a case that my homie, it just caught like 10 years, Ralphie the Plug. He was just doing some regular-ass scamming shit in Neiman's, but then they ended up doing a gang case against his whole squad, and then they basically say that credit card shit that he was doing was funded for the benefit of the gang.
Oh, wow.
And there's, you know, there was a murder that they're trying to say is associated with the gang, blah, blah, blah. So now all of a sudden this fool, who's a dope-ass rapper, great guy, he's doing 10 years off of just doing some little purchase.
A conspiracy.
Crazy.
See, this is what it is. They probably hated him so much that they tied him into other things. Mm. But like I said, this is why I don't fuck with the credit cards. This is why I wouldn't swipe. That's why you have runners. Mm. You have runners because if you get caught during a credit card swipe, they will hit you with, if it's a conspiracy, you really fuck. But conspiracy, identity fraud, forgery, and bank fraud.
Wow.
You get 3 charges in one. Why would I do that just to go for some clothes when I can just get hit with bank fraud and make $50,000 to $100,000 in one play?
But when somebody who's running for you or who's doing purchases for you, when they get caught, what is the motivation for them to not snitch when they're going to get totally fucked?
Yeah. I mean, only thing I can say is some money.
Mm.
You feel me?
Right.
Because it's just like, okay, well, you take me down, I can just pay you. You know what I'm saying? And you be straight. I mean, because you're still going to jail. The feds, you could tell. You think 6ix9ine come on? Honestly,
I have no
idea. He's not coming home, bro.
You don't believe it?
No, he's not coming home because even if you tell, you're still people that told on me told on a lot of people in Chicago. Uh-huh. They still went to jail, bro, for 5 years, 6 years.
Really?
They don't care. They want you to snitch and fuck your whole reputation up, and you go to jail and go through hell in jail.
Because he's done all this snitching, but there's no promise that he's going to get out before Christmas.
He's not getting out, man. He's not. That's all those are fake stories and lies. He's not coming home, I'm telling you. The only way that you can come home from the feds if you tell on a body. That's okay. The only way you can come home. All this little knick-knack telling and all that, he's wasting his time.
A bunch of shootings, but there's no murders.
Yeah, they want to know about the murders. They want to find a body. It's life for life.
If 6ix9ine actually is in jail for the next however many, 3 years, whatever, and he did all that snitching,
this is what I'm saying. He's going to just... No. He's not... He's saved, bro. They call it in jail the cheese factory.
Okay, what's that mean?
For rats. All rats. They be in a cheese factory. All the people that told. And then you have the regular population. He's over there with them. Also, people that, like, guys, if they do, like, a breast, you know, thing and change their whole sex, they be like super weirdos over there. You know what I mean? So he ain't nobody gonna do anything over there. They're scared for their life.
So you're saying, because I was wondering about that. He's in PC. Is he just chilling with mad trans people and all this other shit?
That's it, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's a big ass, he's probably in a big ass dorm, and everybody's just nervous, and the guards don't like him. And that's it. That's about it. But when you go on regular population, he would have been fucked. He would have been probably getting raped and all types of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's way too famous. And probably,
probably was gonna be at a medium or a max. You know what I'm saying? And they was going, and it was his people his age, 20 something, and they don't got nothing to look forward to, bro. Mm. But shit, I'm trying to stab something.
You couldn't handle being in PC.
Hell nah. No. PC? No, sir.
Yeah.
Nah. That's, but I mean, it's weird. Listen, I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I would rather not even tell. Why would you tell? For what? Mm. You making your time hard.
Right.
You're not, they're lying to you, bro. They're gonna say, oh man, yeah, we gonna give you this. They're not giving you shit off. They're gonna solve their case, and they're gonna smile and laugh. Right. And they're gonna clap their hands like they just hit a lick.
What's your thoughts on the way that the Nine Trays clicked up with 6ix9ine and ended up basically fucking over their entire operation? Like, when you look at that, is that the kind of thing that you maybe been in a position where you've seen some young artist who maybe could use the clout of being associated with more valid street dudes, but you resisted the temptation because you knew that that was a stupid ass move in the long run?
Me, I'm going to be honest to you, as far as me coming up, I don't gangbang, you feel me? I stayed away from, like the gangs and stuff like that because I knew I was going to be a millionaire. Mm. You know what I mean? And by me being a millionaire and not evolving, I was seeing people get locked up left to right in Chicago for just being around certain people, so I just stayed to myself a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And just try to run up bags, basically. That was my main goal. Like, if I'm gonna go to jail, it's gonna gotta be for some money.
That's kind of rare, though. Usually in Chicago, people are BD,
yeah,
GD, whatever, right?
Yeah, see, that's I guess that's just how they want to do. You know, I was always into money. I've been here money before all them rappers that came out of Chicago, bro. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was watching them grow, like, damn, they doing their thing. But while they were growing, I was fighting a case.
Mm.
State, then feds.
So you felt like your career got put on hold?
Yeah,
time,
it was on hold, yeah.
As far as being a rapper.
Yeah. And I congratulate myself, bro, because while fighting my case, state and fed, I was still pushing my music. I was still paying for this, doing that. Still trying to stay positive, knowing I was going to jail, because I knew I would beat the state, but I knew I wasn't going to beat the feds. Mm. Because the state goes off relationships and with the lawyer. You might get a good lawyer. You probably pay him $20,000 in that area. He might know. He might went to school with everybody.
Right.
But the feds, it's a finesse. They working with the state attorney and this, that. You know what I'm saying? They working. It's a finesse. All of it's fake. You might get ass $100,000. You waste your money.
Right.
You still going to jail.
Damn. That's crazy. So you're sitting in jail. Are you thinking, I'm going to get home and keep my nose clean because I really feel like I can do this music shit? I want to stay away from all the scamming stuff.
Basically, as far as when I came home, bro, I was just like, man, I'm going to come home and all types of people going to fuck with me. I'm going to do this and do that. And money just get to start coming in for me, like, as far as, like, with people, like, connections. And like I said, I got real estate. I do Lamborghini rentals and stuff like that. So I might run up $50,000, $60,000 a month. I just got real smarter with the shit. You know what I'm saying? I just started getting into the Airbnb rentals and stuff like that just to really run it up the legit way.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, yeah, the scamming thing is dope, but there's a lot of risk. And at
it's
the end of the day,
that
risk means that, like, every dollar you make is not really a dollar, because at the end of the day, once you got to fight a case or you get locked up for a couple of years, etc., that dollar is weakened heavily. Yeah. You don't have to spend all that or close to all that.
And you're going to be stressed out, though. You know what I'm saying?
You're
going to be like, Because it's still affecting my life. I caught that shit. I caught the Fed case in 14, and it's about to be 20. Mm. And then I caught the state case in 13. So, I mean, look how much it been in my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And still had to go to jail for time. Had to work for 10 cents. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So people really just got to think about what they do. I feel like if you're going to get money, if you're going to do criminal activities, you should at least try to invest some money into stuff.
Yeah.
Not just fuck it off on drugs or doing this and doing that. Just really put your foot down on investing. Get some real estate. Get some rental cars. Get some rental property. Something.
Right.
You know what I mean? To generate income every month.
I mean, there's a lot of great American stories all the way from, like, you know, the Kennedy family to the Jay-Z storyline of motherfuckers.
I want to be like, I want to be like Jay, bro. Mm. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? I want to be top. That's basically what I'm trying to be like, bro. I'm trying to get up.
So. That's interesting because you just seem like you have a way different mentality than the average dude who's hustling. You know, like you just were too good for the circumstances that you were in almost.
Yeah, I was just trying to get rich basically, bro. You know, and trying to invest in the right things basically, you know.
How much do you see the streets change from when you were out on the streets and then you go into jail and you get out? Like, what are the main things that stood out to you? Like, damn, this is different. I guess you were on your phone and shit, so it probably was less shocking.
I was so in tune with my phones, but I was just seeing, I see a lot of younger artists like blowing every second, you know what I mean? And I see like, deal money is not like how it used to be. Mm. Like, I see everybody deal money getting lower and lower. Like, I see kids getting the money, and then, like, labels are targeting kids, basically, I think, because they'll be crazy happy with $50,000. Mm. Then they know that they're not going to be smart. They'll go buy a chain or something.
But it's also that the young-ass kids are the ones who are really like if you blow up and you've gained hundreds of millions of views on a video, chances are that you've made a song that appeals to young kids.
Exactly. You know, if that too.
When you're Lil Pump and you make Gucci Gang, that's a song that a 4-year-old can sing as well as like a 20-something-year-old can sing in the club.
Yep.
That's like the ultimate in marketability. Yeah. But you know what's weird is that I feel like the height of motherfuckers getting crazy deals and garbage-ass artists getting million-dollar advances and shit, that was 2017.
Man.
Now shit has chilled out a little bit where they're realizing like, oh, just because you got green hair and face tattoos doesn't mean you're gonna blow
exactly,
up.
Exactly, exactly. I seen that. I was shocked. I watched it, bro. I'm like, damn, they got a Sprite contract. They got a Kit Kat contract. Damn, they like I'm watching millions come in on artists. It's like, damn, okay, it's real out here. That's that was my whole goal, like to do what I did to get to that point. You know what I mean? Because it's like, ain't no way out really in Chicago, bro. It's like, anytime you can name a handful of artists. That's bad, bro. But talk about Atlanta, it's millions of artists is coming out of Atlanta, you know. But Chicago, man, it's sad, bro. You have to blow somewhere else to be big in Chicago.
Right.
They're not gonna like you first in Chicago.
You got good relationships with like Sosa and all the other Chicago big names.
I did a song with Sosa.
Okay.
I'm cool with everybody. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about is it crazy to watch the Juice WRLD thing go down like that? He's like the biggest Chicago artist in recent years.
I didn't, like I said, I just got out in March, so when I heard about him, I'm just like, damn, he turned. He doing his thing, you know what I'm saying?
The wild shit about that too is just that Bibby and Herbo are like signed him
and working
with him and shit that they like they're smart as fuck.
Yeah, they putting on for Chicago. Yeah, they definitely putting on.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
That's dope. So do you feel like you still haven't even really got into the swing of things in terms of like getting to the music? Because you ain't put out any videos since you got out, right?
We dropping Tour Browser tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. Because I seen the audio was up.
Yeah, we dropping Tour Browser tomorrow. And like I said, I think a lot of fans going to like that song because I'm really talking that scam talk in that song. You know, my life, you feel me? So it's basically... Then we just gonna go from there. But I was basically focused on, like I said, I got probation, I got a life. You know, my girl, she pregnant, she finna have a baby in January.
I saw that you guys got your channel together and shit.
Yeah, so we trying to get everything going, you know, just up and running because, you know, just got out basically.
Man, get yourself a man who can do it all. A man who's got some bins and can make a YouTube vlog about your baby.
Yeah.
That's fire right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to just turn up, bro.
I respect that.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, so the music's in the works. Have you been in the studio a lot? Are you really, like, getting to it in a way you haven't before?
Yeah, we got, like, probably about 70 songs right now.
Okay.
Basically, we just trying to shoot video after video after video, basically, you know, while maintaining girl, probation, this, that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just making it look easy, but it's hard, though, bro. You know how it is. When you just getting out the federal system, it's not easy.
And you still got the same girl from before you went in.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Man, what? She was going crazy for me, bro.
Did you know before you went in that she was going to be the type of girl that would hold you down?
See, you don't know.
You really
don't know nothing. You just going in, just hoping and praying, like, damn, I hope she be there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But you just don't know. But it turned out good, so.
I'm surprised you weren't that dude who had some, like, fat white girl on the outside and you got her sending you cakes and shit.
It's funny, though, because when I was locked up, the whole visitor room, like, you got a phone, it's a site called Plenty of Fish. So they take pictures on the yard. They take pictures on the yard in their clothes and shit. And they put it on Plenty of Fish, and they have somebody up there the next week, big as hell, bro, sending them $300-$400 a week. I'm like, damn, that shit, like, and these girls fall in love with the guys in jail, bro. Mm. They don't know them, never touched them, never, and then they get right out.
And they're gone.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, wow.
That's just so funny because we laugh about, like, the Nigerian, like, love scam emails.
That shit is
but
real.
But then dudes in jail who have no other option basically end up doing the exact same thing.
Yes, bro. You had a... It was so many hustles in jail, like, as far as you could be a store man where this bottle of water is a dollar at the store, but if you want it from me, you got to give me $5.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you want it right now.
Right.
So that's a store man. He just got a locker full of shit that he's just selling and tripling his money. You feel me? It's just a lot of little shit that was going on in jail. Poker tables, making like $20,000-$30,000 a week.
Were you into working out before jail?
Hell no. I was fat as hell. 284. Really? I was big, bro. Then I got to jail and I seen everybody ripped. And like, man, I might have to get into a fight or some shit. Mm-hmm. I just start working out every day, all day, bro. Like,
right.
Every day, I didn't miss a day.
I seen you with the muscle milk this morning. I knew it was real.
Yeah. I was like, man, I gotta just, matter of fact, I ain't work out in 2 days since I've been there.
It's addictive once you get into it, though, right?
I'm missing it now. I'm like, damn, I can't wait to go work out.
Yeah.
So.
Kids at home need to know that. Stop sitting your ass drinking lean, get in the gym, bench press.
Yeah, the gym, that's the wave, bro.
What's your max bench?
315.
Ooh, nice. I got to hit that. 265.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it right. I'm
trying to get it up. Yeah. All right, so for the people out there, what do you want to tell them to check out in terms of like shit that you have out right now, what you've been doing on social media, all that?
Basically, my social media is bandman_kevo. My tour browser dropped tomorrow, so be looking out for that at 3 o'clock Eastern time, right? 3 o'clock? Yeah.
New York or Cali time?
That's New York time.
It'll be out tomorrow. Yep. Yeah.
So I want everybody to check that out. Comment, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You feel me?
Easy.
Twitter, Bandman, Kevo.
Facts.
Yes,
man,
sir.
You're a great conversationalist. You got to come on again, man.
Yeah.
Next time you're out here.
Yeah. I got a lot to teach you, man. You know?
For real.
But this is my hacking man I was telling you about I be using when I be scamming motherfuckers.
I like that. You need like an army of motherfuckers wearing those behind you in your videos
and
shit.
Yeah, that's what I was telling him. I'm like, man, I got to do that. I got to have on this mask. But this is the ATM mask you pull up in. You deposit, you feel me, go crazy.
You can rob a bank with that too if you get thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yo, yes, Bandman Kevo, yes, I appreciate you, bro. It's dope having you on.
Nice to meet you,
bro. Yeah. No Jumper, Bandman Kevo. Like, comment, subscribe, all that. YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. I fucked up my order. NoJumper.com if you want to support, go cop yourself a Kendama. Go check this man's shit out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, etc.
Yes, sir.
Bang.